Father, we thank you, we glorify your name, King of glory. Blessed be your name, Almighty One. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we meditate on your name today, we pray for illumination from above. Open our eyes and our ears so that we can see and hear wonderful things. Blessed be your name, O King of glory. Amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God. You know, as men, we have experienced a lot of problems simply because we deviated from the original creation that God intended for all of us from the beginning. God is not the author of confusion, but like we can see from the accounts of the creation, God created everything good, God created everything perfect, where there was perfect harmony, perfect love, perfect peace, joy unlimited. That was God's creation. And we know what this world is all about. There's tribulation in this world, pain, sorrow, many, many things, you know, unnameable. You can't just count them. But the hour has come where the children of God begin to hear the voice of the great shepherd. Praise God. And the voice of the great shepherd will first of all awaken you and guide you back into that place where we fell out of in the great transgression. In the great transgression, I'm talking of in Adam. Because in Adam, we all left that realm God prepared for us. We all left that creation God prepared for us. In Adam, we all descended and we formulated a world for ourselves. The world that we formulate is in our minds, in our imaginations. And that world that we formulate for ourselves is actually a world that is in this natural dimension. A world that is, you know, made with bricks, corruptible materials. See, we formulated a world for ourselves in our minds. And you know, when things begin to go topsy-turvy, we also are tossed to and fro along with it. When conditions without change, we also change. When the waves go up, we go up. When the waves go down, we go down. So we have problems here and there simply because we have formulated a world for ourselves. We have created our own world, and then of course, the hour has come when the shepherd, the true shepherd, sends his voice, his call to his sheep. See it? And my sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice. Praise God. And the sheep allow that voice lead them back to that dimension. The shepherd of our soul is here to gather us back to that place of perfect stillness and true, rich, abundant life. So Jesus Christ says, you will come in through the door of the sheepfold and enter into a place where you have abundance. See, where you have vegetation, everything in abundance, true life. And nothing can enter in to harm you or took away that stillness that God ordained for you from the foundation of the world. So, we see a trend that must be, you know, occur again in every man. Because within you is that sheep of God, within you is that true creature of God, who, whether you like it or not, will hear truth in due season. And that truth will lead you into that place of joy unspeakable. Praise God. As we hear that voice, what the voice will simply do is awaken you to truth. Because when you know the truth, it awakens you to everything that God ordained for you from the foundation of the world. When you know the truth, you begin to know yourself, your true self, your true perfect self, your true, you know, glorious self, your true nature. And, you know, with, along with this comes the ability to walk into that realm that God has prepared for you. Jesus Christ once said that where I am is where my servant will be. So I've come to gather you so that where I am, there you will be also. It's a realm, it's a dimension, it's God's world. Praise God. Praise, it's a world that is not seen or perceived by those who are dead. That is for the people of this world. That world is always present, it never leaves. See, in your deepest problems, see, in your hell and in your everything you go through as a man, does not affect one single bit that realm of God. So the way, or the only thing we can do now is allow the voice to lead us back into that realm. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, I'm the door. See, you have to pass through that door to enter back into that dimension. That door is actually a person. That door is actually the Christ in you. That door is actually your true nature. Praise God, you must discover yourself, your true self. And this thing comes first by hearing the voice of the Spirit and conforming yourself to the same. So that is the thing that leads a man back through the door. You can't pass through that door except you conform yourself through to that same image, which is Christ. Praise God. And it's something that we must exercise ourselves in day and night. So this is your work as a child of God. So be not conformed to this world like Adam did. Adam became conformed to this world. But be you transformed with the renewing of your mind. See, when you are in fellowship with the Spirit will open your mind and your understanding to spiritual things, to the things of the Spirit. And as you hear the things of the Spirit and conform yourself to the same, you are being liberated daily from the corruption and the vices that are in this world. So all the bitterness, all the fight, all the hate, all the strife, all the things we see in this world have always been there and will always be there. See, unless every man allows the voice of the Spirit, lead them through that door into God's world. Praise God, that same voice is the voice that called Abraham, is the voice that called Noah. See, it's the voice that led Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the voice of the guardians of the Spirit that, you know, guided Moses out of Egypt onto the burning bush. Praise God, it's the voice that is always present, seeking to withdraw man from his purposes. Of course, we know the purposes of man is destructive, everything destructive. There's a way that seems right to man that the end thereof is what? Is death and destruction. A way that seems right, wise. See, we try to be wise, we try to do things for ourselves, but in our, as a man, it will only lead you down the path to further darkness, further pain, further sorrow, further confusion. But there is the voice of the Spirit that will lead you back to the high elevated places of God's dwelling, which is where you belong. Who praise God? Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 14. We have seen this chapter over and over again, but the Lord will always shed more light on a topic when you are in fellowship with Him. Praise God. Now this is John seeing a company of the redeemed of God standing upon Mount Zion. This company of the redeemed standing upon Mount Zion, they stood before a lamb. Praise God. Before a lamb. Now the lamb in this case is the shepherd, and the 144,000, which are 144,000 men, are what? Are the sheep in this instance. So the shepherd is the lamb, and you have 144,000 who are the sheep standing upon Mount Zion, which is the elevated peak, the elevated place of God's dwelling. It is the spiritual invisible realm of God. It's God's kingdom. And these ones who are standing there before the lamb, these are the ones that have allowed the good shepherd lead them. Praise God. You see how it is in the spirit realm? Everything can be interchangeable. The shepherd becomes the lamb. And the people here are now the sheep. They are all the lambs. What the lamb will do is to cause you to be conformed to its image, and it brings out the lambs in you. You know, you, every man is a lamb. When he says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, you know, the sheep is actually the lambs of God. There's a lamb of God in every man. A lamp of God, the lamp of God, the creature of God. John the apostle said, behold the lamp of God. When he saw Jesus, behold the lamp of God. He was actually seeing beyond the veil of the appearance of Jesus. God gave him a revelation of the true creature of God. Because that one who walked before him was walking in the true knowledge and in the image of God. He was walking in that true image that God generated him in the beginning. The Jesus Christ that was walking, appearing before John the Baptist, was the true creature of God, the lamp of God. The lamp of God who is in the bosom of the Father from the foundation of the world. Behold the lamp that takes away the sin of the world. Praise God. God wants us to rediscover the lamp in us. There is a lamp also in every one of us today. See, but we must be able to allow the Spirit of God guide us patiently. Because along this road, there are ups and downs. Isn't it? You have curves, turnings, but the Lord is faithful and just, and He will do what? He will deliver His people from every trouble. Since many are the problems of the righteous, but God delivers them from all of them, everything, every trouble you will ever encounter on your way up the mountain, the Lord is able to deliver it from you. Hallelujah. Now he delivers us from these problems so that we can attain to the fullness, so that we can attain to that thing that He has prepared for us from the foundation of the world, so that we can rediscover the glory See, he doesn't come to solve our problems so that we can become more worldly, so that we can indulge in the things of this world. So at times, people want healing, at times they want blessings, so that they can just carry on as men and continue to do the things of men. People want the body, want the health, all those things, so that they can carry on in the pride of life. Carry on as men, but this is not the purpose. See, the purpose of God's workings in your life is to bring you back to that place upon Mount Zion, so that you can stand with that multitude, having the Father's name upon their forehead, having the Father's nature upon their forehead. Hallelujah. Walking in the nature of the Father, in the name of the Father. This is what Jesus Christ says, those that have believed in my name. Now when Jesus Christ is speaking here, then he's speaking, you know, it's the Father that speaks through him. Praise God, it's the eternal Spirit of God speaking through. The Father is the Spirit. God is the Spirit. So when Jesus Christ says that in my name, he's speaking about a name that is inaudible. He's not just talking about in the name of Jesus, I pray this, in the name of Jesus, I pray that. No. He's speaking about walking in the nature of your Father. Of course, all of us are in the image of God. All of us are in the nature of God. See, but all these are things we lost as we became conformed to this world. We became terrestrial, earthly. We became human beings. We became, you know, we all had different names. We put on different imaginary names. And all these are names that have corrupted us. It's idols. You know what we thought we are? All these things are all idols. Where we think we come from, our religious beliefs, everything that we learned down there outside the knowledge of Christ is to be done away with as we follow the leading of the Lamb back into the place of life. So you have 144,000 upon Mount Zion, the company of the redeemed, standing. It's a place of rulership, authority, standing in life, reigning in life. Now, when you go down to verse 2, Revelation chapter 14, verse 2, it says, and I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard a voice of harpers and harping with their harps, and a song as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders, and no one could learn that song but the 144,000 that were redeemed from the earth. Now you can see that it's about all about redeeming us from what? From the earth. It's the carnal realm, it's the lower places of existence. It's where every man went to make his sojourn in transgression. It's where men went to make their bed in hell, upon the earth. You see it? But God, in this hour, is redeeming us from earth, from the terrestrial, from the carnal, from this visible, mortal, corruptible realm. Redeeming us, because a lot of us have married this dimension, isn't it? We've married this world, and you know, this is the thing that has brought problems for us. Praise God. Thinking that he was wise, Adam conformed himself to the earthly. Thinking that he was wise, Adam became a carnal creature. Thinking that he was wise and to partake of the glories of this temporal age, Adam descended from the spiritual heights of God. And this is what we all have done unknowingly as we conformed ourselves to this world. So he said to redeem us from the earth. But you must, that's why it says you must lose your life to gain it. Lose your earthly life. Lose your life in this world, in this present dimension, so that you can gain it in that life, that eternal life upon Mount Zion. Those ones who stand upon Mount Zion stand there eternally. They are never moved. Doesn't it say that there will be shakings again? Once again, I will shake the heavens and the earth. Everything that is shakable shall be shaken. Everything that is movable shall be moved out of its place. Again and again, there shall be transformations, you know, movements here and there. But we are called to an inheritance that is immovable. We are called to something that is eternal, that cannot be changed from error. And that is found upon Mount Zion, God's elevated, you know, realm. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I want us to notice that Paul, or John the Apostle, you know, observed the voice of what? Many waters. He called it what? He heard a voice from heaven. One voice from heaven, but the voice sounded as the voice of what? Of many waters. Now, this voice of many waters are actually the saints which are gathered upon Mount Zion. The saints which are in heaven. See, he heard a voice of many waters, not different voices, but one voice, but many voices, many waters, speaking with one voice. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Do you know that is you and I? This is the company of the redeemed. It's a voice. It is the voice of God. And when God speaks, we can see the plurality of God in action here. Multitudes that form the body of God. It's an invisible body of multitude speaking with one voice, which is the voice of God. Now, how can we all speak with that one voice? How can we all be aligned with that one voice? How can we all rediscover ourselves speaking with the voice of the Almighty? Is by allowing ourselves to be led off up by the Spirit of God. See, living the earthly, living the terrestrial daily, not having, you know, how do I put it, holding on to life in this world, but allowing the Spirit lead us back into that place. See, we know that the things that are seen are what? Are temporal. Isn't it written? Doesn't the Spirit tell you? Don't you know in your mind that the things that we are seeing are what? Are temporal. But the things that are unseen are what? Eternal. Now, what he's trying to say here is that the things that are seen with the natural mind are what? Are temporal. What you see, the orderly arrangement of men, the systems of men, our beliefs, our cultures, our names, our forms, personal, all these things are temporal. Temporal. Praise God. But that which is unseen with the natural mind is what? Is eternal. But the Spirit is leading us what? Into the unseen. Into the things that eyes have not seen. See, the things that eyes of men have not seen, neither have the ears of men heard, neither has it come into the heart of men, things that have not been understood by men, we are entering into them by the Spirit of God today. We can obtain an inheritance that is forever. Our inheritance is among the voice of what? Of those many waters. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Adam was in that voice of many waters when he walked with God. Adam was in alignment with the voice of many waters. It was when Adam fell out of fellowship that he started to, he lost all that knowledge that he was in that voice of God. The Bible says that in the garden, in the cool of the day, the voice of God walked in the garden. That the voice of God is always in the garden. Because the voice of God, the garden is there in heaven. That's paradise. That is heaven. The voice of God walked in the garden. That this is Genesis chapter 3 or so, is it? Let's go there. We don't want to assume that everybody knows this scripture. Genesis chapter 1, or rather Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. I start from verse 6. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves and made themselves aprons. Praise God. Of course, we know what happened here. Adam and Eve started to take off a wrong knowledge. See, they started to feed, to be edified by the carnal mind. See, the wisdom of this age that men work with is actually wisdom from the serpent. It's the wisdom that feeds your carnal mind. You see, when the Bible says that their eyes were open, in reality, their eyes were open to this outer world, but their eyes now became darkened to God's world. Their eyes were open to a natural realm, a natural dimension, open to this world of appearances. They decided to live according to their natural mind. And in so doing, they felt themselves to be naked. See, and they began to see things in a different way. So their eyes were opened in a wrong way. In reality, their eyes were darkened. They began to live in a temporal order. See, their eyes were now darkened to the things that pertain to God. So how many of us know that Satan is not aware of the things of God? Satan does not know the things of God. The serpent does not know the things of God. Praise God. Now, if the serpent knew the things of God, the serpent would not have killed Jesus. You know that? It's written that had it been that they had known that Jesus Christ was the Lord of glory, they would not have what? Crucified him. See, Satan does not know anything about God. Satan is unaware of the things that be of God. That's why Jesus Christ once rebuked Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou knowest not the things that be of God, but the things that do what? Be of men." You know the things that are of men, but not the things that are of God. That is Satan. Satan cannot know the things of God. He cannot know it. The carnal mind cannot know the things of God. The carnal mind is all one with Satan. Praise God. The carnal mind cannot know the things of the invisible Lord of glory. He cannot know the mystery of the lamp. He cannot know the mystery of Mount Zion. He cannot know the mystery of God. It's impossible. And the whole world feeds on that knowledge, and that is why there is death in this world. But today we have the Spirit of God being awakened in us. so that we can know the things that are freely ours. You know, God freely gave us his realm. God freely gave us his kingdom, where there is no sorrow, where there is no pain. God freely gave us everything. Everything he gave us freely. See, but we became unaware of these things because of, you know, we began to feed from the knowledge of the deep, knowledge of Satan. When Adam's eyes were opened, they saw they were naked, covered himself with, you know, fig trees and all that kind of stuff. All this simply a result of Adam losing awareness of his glorious self, losing awareness of the things that God had freely given him. The Garden of Eden, the Garden of Pleasure, everything was Adam's. Everything that was God's was Adam. But what happens here in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. So you can see here that Adam fell out of fellowship in reality. Adam was in perfect harmony with the voice of God. Now you can see that the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, that is the day of the Lord. He was walking in the garden, the voice. Have you heard of the voice walking? It's an invisible host. Praise God. An invisible host walking in the garden. Adam was in that invisible host of God, in the multitudes, the voice of many waters, until he transgressed. Until he became conformed to this world. See, God did not put that curse on Adam. Adam just became blinded to his fellowship in light. And God is that this is the fellowship we are being gathered back into. So that we can all speak with the voice of God once more. Now when you say I am, it is God speaking. When you say I, you speak on behalf of that multitude in heaven. See, like the prodigal son, we have to repent. Praise God. What happened to the prodigal son? When the prodigal son came back to his senses, the prodigal son said something. I will arise and go to my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Now, what is heaven? See, now he's speaking about he has sinned against heaven. He has sinned against that dimension of God. He has sinned against the many waters of God. Because when the prodigal son awakes and goes back to the father, now that one that walked in the garden is the father, is God the father. You are ascending back into father. Jesus Christ says, I go to the father. You are ascending back into God. Do we know we all came out of God? Do you know that we all originate from God? And the whole idea of the gospel is that we all go back to God. Of course, when we hear these things, at times it sounds exciting and everything at first sight, but it is good news, it's wonderful news, but we should not let our attachments to this world hinder us from receiving that which is true. You need patience, stillness, to allow the voice lead you back into that union with that invisible host of body, that body, with that voice. Because there are so many voices, distractions, circumstances that distract me from this purpose. So many distractions, so many. to get back into that place, there has to be continuous prayer and continuous fellowship with the Spirit. Fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Allow these words be life in you day and night, meditating on them daily. Continuously. Not allowing this thing that we have heard be ever choked by the powers in this world. And as we walk on this path back into life, back into the reality of all that we just heard, you will discover it in due season. Because there are different levels of, some people are already there, some people are awakening, some people are, you know, there are different levels. See, but we must be aware that this thing is always present. And we should never allow the circumstances of this world blind us from this reality. It's very important. Never allow ourselves to grow cold in this world that we live in. Because if you grow cold, you only discover how foolish you are at the end of it all. Because everything that distracts men, that lures men away from the path of righteousness, are all lies. Praise God. All what? All lies. So we must allow that voice lead us back patiently. See, we should exercise ourselves in godliness wherever we are daily. What does it mean to exercise yourself in godliness? Exercise yourself in the Spirit. Exercise yourself in the revelation of Christ that you are. Learn to speak the things of the Spirit. Learn to see into the invisible. Learn to walk in the invisible. See, it might not be easy initially. That is the wilderness condition. There might be the temptations. Jesus Christ had to go through it, didn't he? Jesus Christ had to go through the temptations 40 days. Yes. The Israelites had to go through their 40 days, 40 years in the wilderness. Moses had to go through 40 years in the desert before he found the burning bush. See, you know when Moses met the burning bush, that bush that out of which the voice came out, I am that I am, you know that is the same voice of the many waters? It's a multitude of hosts. You are in that voice saying, I am. And God was revealing that Moses had rediscovered himself. Upon Mount Horeb, God was revealing how Moses had come to Mount Zion. How Moses had rediscovered himself back, united with the voice of the I Am. The Moses that appeared to Pharaoh to say, let my people go, is not just an ordinary man. See, it was seen an allegorical appearance of the Christ, of the Son of God, speaking with the voice of what? Of many waters. So let us allow the Spirit lead us, praise God, daily in our lives, patiently, fellowshipping in these great things that we have heard. You're reminding ourselves daily. Do we read the Bible? Do we meditate on the Word of God? Don't be carried away too much with family affairs. Don't be carried away too much with election matters of election, campaigning like the world does. Don't be too carried away with economic recessions and problems, because the Spirit of God is leading us to a realm of perfect stillness. There is no economic recession in God. There is no change in God. God is, and we must realize these things. A nice brother the other day sent me a message, and he sent me a site speaking about, you know, a site where they kind of place a watch on the events of this world. And in this site, many prophecies about how economies of the world will collapse, how the European economy will collapse, followed by the American economy, and how the whole world will be in chaos. You know, it's a kind of end time kind of watch. You know, you have many of these watches all over. But brethren, don't be carried away with these things. See, let the voice of the Spirit lead you into that place called paradise. Let the Spirit lead you into alignment with the voice of many waters, where you can fellowship in the joy of the Lord. See, the world, whether it be euros or dollars or economies, these things will always be ups and downs. And by the way, there have always been recessions in this world. There have even been greater recessions than the recession we see today. So why didn't the systems of the world collapse then? See, let us not be tossed to and fro by prophecies of men and by the beliefs and anxieties of men. Jesus Christ says many will faint out of fear, out of anxiety. People are fainting daily out of anxiety. Even brethren who have heard these messages, and by the time they come in contact with these negative prophecies, fear begins to become their portion. Don't allow anything make you afraid. Rather, allow the voice of the Spirit to lead you. God is able to care for you. Praise God. Somebody says he's about to lose his house. Somebody says he's just lost his job. Somebody says the wife has left him because he doesn't have money. Somebody says financial problems in the family, you know, made the family go split and go apart. Just stand still in fellowship with the Father. And I tell you, the Father will allow everything to turn out for your good. Praise God. The guiding voice of the Spirit can never fail. Never. It can never fail. Praise God. It will lead you to that place and accomplish that which it has proposed from the foundation of the world. Praise God. God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. Just think of it. Has God ever forsaken anybody he called before? Never. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord and is patient will definitely see light at the end of the tunnel. So let us be still. Allow the voice of the shepherd lead us by the still waters. Let that rod and the staff of the Lord lead us through the valleys of the what? Of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because all things are ours. Fearing no evil, because the Lord knows that you have need of, whether it be clothing, whether it be shelter, whether it be food, whatever, anything natural, carnal, material, God knows that you have need of these things, and God is able to prosper you. Believe it. So let us not be distracted. Economic recession is not your portion. Your portion is what? God's dimension, God's realm, glory and glory. Praise God. And as we go through things, let us learn to love one another, supporting one another. Those who have in abundance, see it, if you have, how do I put it, 2 plates of food, and you know you can only eat one, why don't you call a brother on the other side of the road who doesn't have a dime and just, you know, satisfy his hunger at that moment. See, if God has blessed you in abundance, you might want to just bless a brother or a sister around you. Praise God. So let us allow the voice of the shepherd lead us back into that fellowship with the voice of many waters. See, it says that I am the shepherd, my lambs hear my voice and they follow me. See, the lamp will lead you into a dimension of perfect peace and harmony. Perfect joy, when nothing can take away your peace from you. Praise God. It's the realm of the Spirit. It's a realm where you behold the glory of God, the beauty and the glory and the majesty of God all the days of your life. nothing can tamper with your peace. For it is written, great will be the peace of the city. God bless you. Amen.
My soul at rest, in Him comes my salvation. He only is my rock, my strength, and my salvation. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be afraid at all. My stronghold, my Savior, I shall not be moved. Only in God is found safety when the enemy pursues me.
In Him comes my